USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former military intelligence chief continued their talks today to salvage the once-on-again-then-off-again summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the UN and governor of New Mexico Bill Richardson likes what he's hearing.
The good thing that I saw is that they had dinner last night, Pompeo and the North Korean.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump will issue another pardon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza was charged with breaking campaign finance laws, and he pleaded guilty in the case but hasn't served any prison time. The case involved donations made to former New York Republican Senate candidate Wendy Long. President Trump says D'Souza was treated very unfairly by the government, and that's why he's granting him a full pardon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The manhunt continues for Stephen Wiggins. Wiggins allegedly shot a Tennessee sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop yesterday. Police are offering a $7,500 reward to help them find Wiggins. Jeff Bledsoe is with the Dickinson County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee.
Our heart shattered with this. This is one of our best deputies. He's one of the guys that puts it on the line every day to keep our community safe.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones is down over 200 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the things President Trump hopes to work with Democrats on is fixing our crumbling infrastructure and also working on our mass transit systems. But what can be done to fix it? Well, Stephen Brill is author of a new book titled Tailspin, The People and Forces Behind America's 50-Year Fall and Those Fighting to Reverse It. Brill reminds us how our roads and bridges got in such rough shape in the first place.
But we had kind of a heyday in the post-war period, the 60s and 70s. We built the interstate highway system. We turned Idlewild Airport into Kennedy Airport. We built, you know, big airports in Dallas and at Dulles in Washington. We built the World Trade Center. We built the Verrazano Bridge. It was the, you know, we built rapid transit systems in Washington and Atlanta and San Francisco. And then we stopped. And we stopped because government became, you know, increasingly polarized, and increasingly our political leaders thought only of the short term, and infrastructure is a long-term issue. You know, to take the most obvious example, it's great if you build a rapid transit system in Washington, you know, called the Metro, but then if you don't spend any money to repair it and keep it in good repair, you get to the year 2015 and 16, and the system collapses.
Time will tell if President Trump will be able to do anything regarding infrastructure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.